This past Wednesday, President Trump was questioned about the conspiracy group QAnon and their insane belief structure. It was explained to him, and he was asked by the same reporter, I think from NBC, how he felt about these crazy people. Yeah, easy softball tossed underhand 2 inches in front of him, and Trump struck out. Instead of disavowing them, Trump instead said he hasn't heard about the group, which just seconds ago he was informed about them, and that they apparently like him. Now, sound you heard at the time in the background were Trump campaign officials banging their heads again against a brick wall. Well, that's okay. Facebook finally showed up to the party this past week, late as usual. Facebook scrapped QAnon pages and groups, including one that had over 200,000 members, which is concerning that a collective of insane people like that exists. Let me explain what QAnon is all about. It's an umbrella term for a growing set of internet conspiracy theories that allege falsely that the world is run by a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who are plotting against Trump while operating a global child sex trafficking ring. That's just the foundation belief. QAnon followers, they believe the clique includes top Democrats like Hillary, Obama, George Soros, as well as people like Oprah Winfrey, Tom Hanks, Ellen DeGeneres, Pope Francis, the Dalai Lama. Many of them also believe that in addition to molesting children, ready for this one? These individuals and others kill and eat their victims in order to extract a life-extending chemical from their blood. According to QAnon lore, Trump was recruited by top military generals to run for president in 2016 to break up this criminal conspiracy, end the control they had on politics and the media, and bring its members to justice. Da, da, da. This all started, well, really not that long ago, October 2017. Post appeared on 4chan, which was a horribly toxic message board, from an anonymous account calling itself Q Clearance Patriot. Poster who became simply known as Q, which is also the name of a popular Star Trek Next Generation character. Too bad the show never copyrighted that character name, but I guess you can't take ownership of an actual letter in the alphabet. But this Q, not that one, this Q, claimed to be a high-ranking intel officer with access to classified information about Trump's war against this global cabal, and predicted this war would soon culminate in the storm. That's when Trump would finally unmask the cabal, punish its members for their crimes, and, I guess, make America great again. The storm, by the way, that's a reference to a cryptic remark Trump made during an October 2017 photo op. He was standing with military generals, and Trump said, "You guys know what this represents. Maybe it's the calm before the storm." Yeah, now you're catching on. QAnon believers point to this moment as absolute proof Trump was sending coded messages about his plan to break up the global cabal with the help of the military. And the QAnon movement always adds to its craziness. One new element is a number of clear, specific predictions about when and how the storm would play out. Q for years has been predicting the mass arrests of cabal members would occur in certain days, certain government reports would reveal the cabal's misdeeds. Republicans would win numerous seats in the 2018 midterms, none of which came true, but most QAnon members didn't care. They simply found ways to reframe this narrative, ignore the strikeouts and moved on. You know, just think back to the days. Remember that phony preacher Harold Camping, who kept saying that a specific day would be the end of days? He kept missing the mark, but still kept his believers. Now, there's estimated to be millions of QAnon followers. Wall Street Journal recently found membership in 10 large Facebook groups, many of which got knocked down this past week, devoted to QAnon, has grown by 600% during the start of the COVID lockdowns. If you really want to go into fine-tooth-comb detail about these individuals, QAnon believers take Trump's words and actions. They parse them really close, looking for, well, hidden meanings, I guess you'd say. You know, for example, when Trump says the number 17, they take that as a sign that he's sending them a secret message. Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. If he wears a pink tie, you may have noticed. No, that's not a fashion statement. That's a sign that he's freeing trafficked children. Well, some hospitals use code pink as a shorthand for a child abduction in progress. So now you know what QAnon is all about. These are also the same people who apparently want to rely on a pillow maker for COVID-19 medical guidance.